You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. With only days remaining in Louisiana's special session, House lawmakers Wednesday voted down a sales tax bill that was the favorite approach of Republican leaders, continuing the disarray that has defined the session and throwing the ability to reach a budget fix into serious doubt. Representative Stephen Dwight, a Lake Charles Republican, had implored the House to get behind his bill to address the fiscal cliff.
I'm in a conservative district in southwest Louisiana. This is a difficult vote for me, but it's the right vote.
Representative Dwight's bill would have added a quarter penny to the Louisiana state sales tax and would last only 3 years, and also remove some business tax breaks. Now, his bill would have raised about $300 million towards the looming billion-dollar deficit, but the bill had quite a few amendments added to it from the House floor. Representative Kenny Havard, a Republican from St. Francisville, pointed out that the more amendments a bill has added to it, the less money it will raise.
And I'm not sure what this one is now because we basically whittled it down to nothing, adding all these exemptions back on it.
The House Democrats don't support relying only on a sales tax increase to solve the budget gap, especially, as Representative Walt Leger of New Orleans says, not if it doesn't address the entire $900 million plus fiscal cliff.
This bill does not get us on the way to a solution.
Now, some GOP members say they won't support any tax increase during this special session. Even so, GOP leadership is behind the increase in temporary sales taxes. Representative Lance Harris of Alexandria is also chairman of the Louisiana Republican Legislative Delegation. He says a vote for Representative Dwight's bill would have been a vote to keep the special session moving.
Let's try to salvage where we are. Get this over the Senate, work with the rest of the bills that we have.
Representative Dwight's bill needed 70 votes to pass. When it came to a vote, House members cast a little over half of that, so it failed. Louisiana's House reconvenes later this afternoon. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.